the Word of God. From the Scriptures. The Quran is the Book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. It is He who shows you His signs, and sends down provision for you from heaven. But none pays heed except the repentant. Therefore call upon God, making faith pure for Him, averse as the deniers of the truth may be to it. Exalted and throned on high, He lets the Spirit descend at His behest upon whichever of His servants He will, so that He may warn of the day of meeting, the day when they shall rise up from their graves, and nothing about them will be hidden from God. To whom shall the kingdom belong that day? It shall belong to God, the One, the All-Powerful. That day every soul shall be requited for what it has earned. On that day none shall be wrong. And God is swift in reckoning. 40:13-17. There are countless signs in the universe which teach us lessons in symbolic language. One of these is the system of rains. This natural phenomenon is symbolic of God's inspiration. Just as rains are useful for fertile land and useless for barren land, similarly the inspiration from God brings forth fruit in some but not in others. This rain enters the souls of those who have kept their hearts open and makes their existence lush green. On the contrary, those whose hearts are full of the greatness of beings other than God are like barren lands. God is fully aware of His subjects. Whoever He finds capable, He chooses for the purpose of conveying His message. The main aim of this message is to warn the people of the fast approaching day when they will be presented before the Lord of the universe, from whom nothing will be hidden and whose judgment will not be influenced by anybody. O Prophet, forewarn them of the approaching day, when hearts will leap up to the throats and choke them, when the wrongdoers will have no friend, nor any intercessor who will be listened to, for He is aware of the most stealthy glance, and of all that the hearts conceal. God will judge with justice and truth, but those whom they invoke besides Him have no power to judge at all. Surely, God is all-hearing, all-seeing. 40:18-20. The present world is full of opportunities, which make it possible for man to do whatever he likes. This leads him into a grave misunderstanding. He considers his temporary freedom to be a permanent condition. The fact is that whatever opportunities man has been given here are by way of trial and not on the basis of his deserving them. As soon as the period of testing is over, all the present opportunities will be snatched away from him. At that time, man will come to know that, except for his helplessness, he possesses nothing which will be a support to him. Man wants to live an unrestricted life. On account of this, he associates beings other than God with the Godhead, so that in their names he may be able to justify his misguided actions. But on the day of judgment, when reality reveals itself in an unveiled form, he will realize that there was nobody but God who had any powers. Doing wrong is not the real evil in the eyes of God. Persistence in that wrong is the real evil.